Hello, everybody. My name is Fleur Helene Bode. I'm from the psychology department. I would like to start with a question. Why do people with an intellectual disability use less assistive products compared to other people in need, while we know that they could greatly benefit from it? Because of this, I'm trying to identify the barriers that people with an intellectual disability have to face when they are trying to access the assistive products that they need. And with assistive products, I mean a very broad range of products. It can be low-tech, high-tech. It can be for mobility, hearing, vision, communication, or cognitions. So it can be like a glasses or a hearing aid, or it can be software for your communication device or a very advanced electronic wheelchair. So why am I doing this? People with an intellectual disability are still a very devalued and stigmatized group worldwide. And part of their poor health status is because of health inequities, and that's unfair and unjust. So my approach is that I'm doing mainly interviews, and for that I engage with the Daughters of Charity, that is a service provider for people with intellectual disabilities in Ireland. So I'm doing interviews with people with intellectual disabilities themselves or their carers. I do interviews with their health professionals, but also with the suppliers of products and people who are involved in the funding process. And I'm doing interviews in Ireland as a high-income country, but I'm also doing interviews in South Africa and India. With that, you get different perspectives of different countries, but also different settings, different contexts. And the reason I'm doing that as well is that I collaborate with the World Health Organization, and they have a program called GATE, that's for Global Cooperation on Assistive Technology. And they want to improve access to assistive products for everybody in need, and I'm specifically focusing on people with intellectual disabilities. So with my poster, I also present a framework, and that framework actually shows the complex interaction. If you look at the need of people with intellectual disabilities and assistive products and the provision of these assistive products for them. Just to give you an example, they can present their symptoms in a very different way than you and I would do. And they won't always go to a health professional and say, I don't think I see very well anymore. So you need a different approach to find out what their needs are. Or maybe they could use a mobile phone, but it just has to be simplified for them. So I would like to invite you to come to my poster, and I can explain a little bit more about that. Thank you very much.